The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot, Daf Gimel. Today's Daf is being studied. The Ein Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Eliyahu ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem Teniham ben Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting two lines from the bottom, right from the beginning of the Gemara. Mechti, the Gemara says, let's analyze. Tana Mimakot Salik. Our Tana is coming off from a second Makot, which we just finished. Maishena de Tani Shavuot. What's the reason why, right after Makot, you came to Masechet Shavuot? Mishum de Tani, because at the end of Masechet Makot we learned, Hayav alaro shetayim. Echat mikan ve'echat mikan. When we talked about the pe'ot, so we said that if a person cuts his pe'ot off, even if he gets one atra'ah, one warning, don't cut your pe'ot off, and he cuts them off at separate times, he gets two isurim. So therefore it's one warning, even one act simultaneously, he does it together, he gets two different isurim. Rashi says on the bottom, ala rosh, ala kafat rosh shetayim. Deha pe'at ketiv. We did pe'ot. U'pe'ah lashon sof v'katze. Pe'ah is the end. That's the end where the head meets the face. That's why we call it pe'ah. Sof arosh, the beginning where it connects to the face. Kemo lef'atyam lef'anir makom chibur ha'gulgolet im alehi. The place where the skull meets the cheekbone. Ve'em makom atzda'in. It's the sideburns, like we call them. So it says, ve'al hazakan shtayim. If a person cuts the beard, so also you get two. Shtay mikan, v'shtay mikan. Two on the right side and two on the left side. V'had b'lemata. And then one in the center. Dashi. V'ala zakan, shtay mikol tzad. Bet sda'im. Two sides. Lefi shaleh irahav keneged sda'im. V'yesh lechod dvar ahav katze l'shne sda'im b'roshol. So you have two sides, two corners on both sides of the head. Right, and then you have one by under the chin. So therefore, since we learned at the end of Masechet Makot that there's certain items, this one you have two for, and this one you have five for. So our Mishnah now begins. So you have other items. There's two that's four. There's another avon of Shavuot. Now what? So it says, Hada de mechayev alea tarte. So since we learned in Makot. Hada Rashi Azara, one warning that you can be mechayev two different averot, two sins, right? So that's similar to shtayim shen arba, and therefore that's the connection between Makot and Shavuot. Normally, when a person has an avon, you only get a malkut or an avon for each azara. If a person is warned, don't eat chalev, and the guy eats 10 kizetim of chalev, he only gets one isur because he only got one warning. But here by Pe'ot is a case where you get one warning and you get two Isurim. Because the Isur of Pe'ah, each one is a separate Isur. And therefore, just like that's one warning that you hayav two items, or let's say by the Zakan, it's one warning and you hayav five. So similarly we say in our Mishnah, Shtayim Shein Arba. A similar concept. We have two Isurim that really are for Isurim. That's the connection between Masechet Makot and Masechet Shavuot. So then the Gemara says, Tana Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Good. Now the Gemara has another question. The Gemara over here, HaMishnah, tells us a few examples of Shtayim Shen Arba. What's the example the Mishnah gave? Shavuot is one. Yediot HaTumah is one. Shabbat is one. And Sada'at is one. Now, in Masechet Shabbat starts off Yesiot Shabbat Shtayim Shen Arba. Over there in Masechet Shabbat, it doesn't tell me Yediot HaTumah Shtayim Shen Arba. Shavuot, it only tells me the Shabbat. Why in Shavuot did the Mishnah need to give me all the examples of Shtayim Shen Arba? Masheinken in Masechet Shabbat, for example, you only gave me Shabbat. You didn't discuss the other three. So what says? Mai Shena Hacha. Why over here by us that the Tana put all of them? Umay shenagabe yitziot shabbat umarot nigaim. If not, Rabbi Nigaim as well. They look at any lehu lechul lehu. Wait, didn't list all of them. It just listed the specific item. That's the she'elah of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Shivuot v'yidiot atumah. Degabe hadad yiketivan v'damyan adade b'korban ole v'yored. Tane lehu gabe hadade. We have two things that Shivuot and Yediot HaTumah are similar. Number one, they're written in the same parasha. If you open up Vayikra, Perek here, you see back to back the law of Yediot HaTumah and the law of Shivuot be two Shvatayim. So since these two are written in the same parasha, they go together. Furthermore, the punishment of these Avonot are the same. Or the Kapara, I should say. What's the Kapara? Korban, Ole, Veyored. So since they're written in the same parasha and they share the same Kapara, so our Mishnah already is going to list Shivuot and Yediot HaTumah. Ve'aydi de Tana Tarti. Already, once we read, said two out of the four, Tana Kudu. Then already we're going to say the rest. Which means the reason, really, our Mishnah is not interested in telling you all four. But once we're going to tell you two out of the four, because the two are connected to each other, so already he said two, give the other ones as well. Now, She'ekin and Masechet Shabbat, we're just discussing Shabbat. There's no reason to bring the other three. Well, for that matter, in Mar'ot, Nega'im. Comes the Gemara and continues. Comes the Gemara and says, "Patach b'Shivuot u'mefaresh yidiot ha'tumah." Another question. These are all the technicalities of our Mishnah. You started off Masech Shavuot, Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Yediot HaTumah, Shtayim Shen Arba. And then you explain me Yediot HaTumah. Why did you start with Shavuot? Go to Yediot HaTumah, and then you explain me Yediot HaTumah. Now, Tosfot says, I'll answer you a simple answer. The Gemara a lot of times does that. Where it starts off with one item, then goes to the second item, and then it discusses the second item first. That's not such an abnormal style. Only problem is, if that was the case, the last item was not Yediot HaTumah, the last item was Sara'at. So if you're going on what he left off with, he should have discussed the Sara'at Shtayim Shen Arba. So you can answer that over here. So back to the question. Why did the Mishnah start off with Shavuot, go to Yediot HaTumah, and then explain Yediot HaTumah? So the answer is, Aydi Dizutrin Milayu Pasik Share Lehu Vahadar Tane Shavuot Dinifishan Milayu. Since the laws of Yediot HaTumah are relatively small compared to the laws of Shavuot, which are expansive. So first, the Gemara wanted to start off with Yediot, and therefore Sharelu, Sharelu Rashi's Matir Otan, which means the Tana allowed himself to explain and finish with these halakot first, because they're small in comparison to the laws of Shavuot, which means let's discuss the small item, get it out of the way, and now we'll discuss the major item. Now, even though Tosfot asks, if you compare the laws of Shivu'ah of our Mishnah, which is Shivu'at Bitu Sfatayim, that's the Shivu'ah of Lehara Ulehetiv, right? A positive one or a negative one, right? I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. That's Lehara Ulehetiv, that's Bitu Sfatayim. Bitu Sfatayim Shivu'at are relatively small compared to Yediot HaTumah. So what's the Gemara been answering? Oh, Yediot HaTumah, Nefishi Milayu. I'm sorry, Zutre Milayu. Small item. Mashkin Shavuot is big. It's not big. Yediot HaTumah is bigger than Bitu Sfatayim. But Tosfot says, all the Shavuot put together, and if you take all the different types of Shavuot, Shavuot Shav, Shavuot Chicken, and so on and so on, they're Nefishu Milayu than the case of Yediot HaTumah. So it's not like Bitu Sfatayim. You're right. If you're putting Bitu Sfatayim against Yediot HaTumah, for sure, Yediot HaTumah is more. But the whole sugya of Shavuot, they're more expansive than the case of Yediot HaTumah. Therefore, put Yediot HaTumah first, get it out of the way, and then we'll start the subject of Shavuot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now the Gemara is going to explain what we already know, because we explained this yesterday when we read the Rashi in the Mishnah. It's going to explain to us, what does it mean, two that's four? Shivuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Shtayim She'ochal Ve'Shelo Ochal. The Shtayim that's written in the Torah is futuristic. lehara v'lehetiv. Right? Lehara is for the negative, and lehetiv is for the positive. By the way, when it says lehara v'lehetiv, I'm explaining carefully, positive, negative. It doesn't mean bad or good. There's no bad or eating or not eating. It's not necessarily bad or good. It means a positive or a negative. Davar v'fucho, hen v'lav. So therefore, the Torah, Isur of Shavuot, is future. I will eat, I will not eat. Shehen arba, achalti v'shelo achalti. And what's the four? The other two that are derived from derashot are past tense. I ate, I swear I ate, I swear I did not eat. So those are the two that are four by Shavuot. Furthermore, yidi'ot tum'ah, shtayim shehen arba. Shtayim yidi'ot tum'at Kodesh v'yidi'at tum'at Mikdash shen arba Kodesh u'Mikdash. So yidi'at tum'at is two. That's four. Shtayim. What are the two? Yidi'at tum'at Kodesh v'yidi'at tum'at Mikdash. Which means he knew at one point that he was tameh, and then what? He forgot that he was tameh, and then he went into the Beit Hamikdash. Or he knew at one point that he was tameh, then he forgot and he ate something that was Kodesh. That's the classical case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, where he knew the Tum'ah and then forgot about it. Shen Arba, Kodesh U'Mikdash. That what? That he was Tahor, the guy. I'm sorry, the guy was Tameh, but his Yidi'ah was, he knew that this was the place of the Mikdash, and then he forgot. Or he knew that this item was Kodesh, and then he forgot. Meaning the Yidi'ot are in the Kodesh and the Mikdash. That's the Arba. Whereas the Shtayim, the Yidi'ot are in the guy. The Arba, the Yidi'ot is in the Mikdash or in the Kodesh itself. Yitziot Shabbat, Shtayim Shein Arba. Again, Yitziot Shabbat, it's two, that's four. Shtayim Otza'ah De'ani Ve'otza'ah De'Ba'al HaBayit Shein Arba Hachnasa De'ani Ve'Hachnasa De'Ba'al HaBayit. As we learned, the Torah only talks about Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means bringing out to the Rishut Arabim. Now, we talk about Ba'al HaBayit and Ani. The Ba'al HaBayit is in the Rishut Yahid, and the Ani is in the Rishut Arabim. So, look at the Torah, we discuss either a case where the Ba'al HaBayit took from the Rishut Yahid and put it in the Rishut Arabim, or the Ba'al HaBayit was standing in the Rishut Arabim and he took from the, or the Ani that was standing in the Rishut Arabim, I should say, and he put his hand into the Rishut Yahid and took out. So in those cases over there, that is Hotza'ah. That's time. Shin Arba, that's what Hachnasa. Where either the Ba'al HaBayit that's in the Rishut Yahid brought into the Rishut Yahid, or the Ani that was in the Rishut Rabim put into the Rishut Yahid, and therefore that is considered Hachnasa. Those are the two that the Mishnah says time Shin Arba. What about the Nega'im? Marot Nega'im, Shnaim Shin Arba'a. Shnaim, Se'et, Ubaheret. The two main ones in the Torah, the primary ones, are called Se'et and Baheret. Shen Arba'a, Se'et v'Todotea, Baheret v'Todotea. The subsidiaries of Se'et and Baheret. Okay. Now the Gemara begins its analysis of the Mishnah. Mane Matnitin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Ishmael ve'lo Rabbi Akiva. So we're struggling to find an author. It's not Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Ishmael. Why? E Rabbi Ishmael. If you're telling me that the author is Rabbi Ishmael, ha'amar, eno hayav ela ala atid lavo. Clearly, Rabbi Ishmael holds you only hayav a korban chatat on Shavuot la'atid. You know, hayav korban on Shavuot L'sha'avar. So it doesn't work from Shtayim Shein Arba. What was the Mishnah telling us Shtayim Shein Arba? There's two that are really four. That why that any of the four Shavuot can be Hayavei Korban. Can be Rabbi Ishmael, because Rabbi Ishmael says you have Hayav on the Avar. V'i Rabbi Akiva. And if you tell me Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar Ale'alem Tum'ah Hu Hayav. Then Hayav Ale'alem Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of the Mishnah because of the second case of the Mishnah. The case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, Rabbi Akiva says, you only have a Korban where you forgot that you were Tameh. But if you forgot the item was Kodesh, you don't bring a Korban on that. So he doesn't know that the Shtayim Shein Arba by Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Mimarafshak, it can't be to be Ishmael because of the Resha, because of Shavuot. It can't be to be Akiva because of the Sefer of Idiota Tumah. So who is the author? Kvaraz Iba Etema, Rabbi Ishmael. Iba Etema, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you can go either way. I can learn the Mishnah Ben Rabbi Akiva, Ben Rabbi Ishmael. How? Iba Etema, Rabbi Ishmael, Mehen Lechiyuv, Umehen Leftor. Learn the Mishnah totally different than the way you learned it. It says in the Mishnah, Shtayim Shen Arba, so you learned it, Shtayim, that really are four, that you hayav on all four. Who told you to learn that way? Maim, it's Shtayim Shen Arba, but some of them you're going to be hayav korban on, and some of them you're going to be patur korban on. Just because the Shtayim Shen Arba doesn't mean you're going to be hayav korban on all four. Shtayim Shen Arba, two of them are korban punishable, and the other ones are not korban punishable. Baram Tosfot says, Mim Tomar. בשתמה כי מוקר כרבי ישמע דפגת דינו חייב אלא על העתיד מקום מקום שפית הנבוא שאבא הוא אין וכבד אסורה במזיד אבל כי מוקר כרבי הקרבה אמה איתנו לכלל כבד שוגג הוא ובאת קורבן ומקום מקום חשיבו שפית של אבא הוא אין וכבד אסורה בשוגג which means if you don't have to bring a קורבן according to מישמעאל what's the משנה saying? שתיים של ארבע נפקה מנה for what? If you don't have to bring a קורבן then you did it בשוגג so what's your liability? Tosfot says your liability is you did an avon mishogeg. So it is avon. But you did a mishogeg, so that's what says. Shtayim shen arba, and the Mishnah tells you, shtayim, if you did a mishogeg, you be korban. The other shtayim, meaning the ones less she'avar, they're not punished by korban, but it's, you did a sin mishogeg. Good. I can learn the Mishnah, it's going to be akiva also. Mehen nechayu, mehen neftor. Same thing, same answer. In the Bi'akiva, when it came to Yidiyot Tumah, I could say two, that's four. What's the pshat? Two, that's four. Two that you're going to be Hayav Korban on, meaning if the person forgot that he was Tameh and he walked to the Bet HaMikdash and he remembered Hayav Korban or whatever you want to hit, and that there are four that if you did not know you were Tameh, but you remember that the item was Kodesh and then you forgot, so now that item you won't bring a Korban, it's Asur. He didn't eat soon, but you don't have to be a korban. So the same thing, the way we learned to be Ishmael, we can learn to be Akiva. Good. Shtayim shen ad mehen lechayuv, umehen leftor. So the Gemara says, leftor? What do you mean? You tell me that they can be patur. Hadumya demarot negaim ketani. Ma atam kulehu lechayuba, afaken amekulahu lechayuba. We don't accept this answer we just gave. You can't tell me our Mishnah is telling me. Sometimes you hayav, sometimes you patur. Because the Mishnah, one of the four cases is marot negaim. Se'et, beheret, and the other two. Now the other two, if you make an isur with them, which the Gemara will tell us later, how do you make an isur with sara'at, you're going to be hayav. You have to make a korban on all four situations. So therefore, the fact that it put sara'at in this Mishnah, it's mazir as a chayuv on all four cases. Don't give me this answer. Two of them, you're chayavan. The other two, you're not chayavan. It doesn't fit the paradigm in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's cases are all chayubin, as shown by the case of tzara'at. So therefore, we're back to the question. Who's the Mishnah going like? It can't be to be Ishmael, it can't be to be Akivan. Don't tell me me'em liftor, because we're not going between him over here. The cases are all chayuv. So come to the Gemara and says, Le'olam Rabbi Ishmael. Oh. Now let's review the question. What was the question against Rabbi Ishmael? How can you tell me Shivot, Shtayim Shen Arba? They're going to tell me two, that's four. And you tell me what? He holds that on the four, on the second two, that one's the Sha'avar, you're opening a Qurban. So Amishal doesn't say that. Amishal says two, that's four. So I'll say Hayav on all. And don't tell me Ptul, because we're talking about Hayuv over here. But it says, V'chi lo me'ayev Rabbi Ishmael Sha'avar Qurban. When did the Bishmael say on the other two the Sha'aba, you're not going to be Hayab, that's the Hayab, you're Patuf from a Korban. Aval Malkut, Hayuve Mechayev. But if the guy made a Shivu'a, the Sha'aba, Bemezid, he's going to be Hayab Malkut. So indeed the Mishnah is discussing all Hayuvim over here. Shtayim Shen Arba. The Shtayim, you're going to be Hayab Korban, and that's Latid. And the Shtayim, the Shem, Avar, you're going to be Hayab. Malkut if you did it b'mezid, as well as, by the way, the first two also. The first two you did it b'mezid, I have Malkut as well. So the whole Mishnah is discussing Hayuvim. Two that are four. That in all four cases you're going to be Hayav Malkut. Now, this is a Hadush. Because a Shivu'ah, the Cha'orah, a Shivu'ah, is sometimes a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Not all the cases. We'll see which cases are lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Where do you see that on a lav she'en bo ma'aseh you're going to get malkut? I'm starting a big hadush now. Shavuot, shtayim, she'en arba. There's four shavuot. You're going to get malkut on the shavuot if you do it b'mezid. Who said this over here? Rav says keder Rabah. We found Rabah. Ve'amar Rabah b'ferush Rebeta Torah Shavuot Sheker Dumyad Shavuot Shav. Okay. There's a type of Shavuot in the Torah. It's called Shavuot Shav. What is Shavuot Shav? The Shavuot is a wasteful Shavuot. It's purposeless. It's Shav. A guy sees a man. He says, I swear the man is a man. What are you doing? Shav, what's the purpose? I swear the rock is a rock. There's no purpose to that shivuah. That's the second it comes out of your mouth, boom, shav. There's avon already. You committed the avon. You wasted the shivuah. Or you make a shivuah on something that's pashut, not like that. Ish isha. I swear that this is an isha, and it's not. It's an ish. So you're making a shivuah shav. The Torah clearly writes the isur against making a shivuah shav. It says, Lo tisa et shem Hashem elohecha lashav. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Ki lo yinake Hashem et Hashem yisad shemo lashav. Two times it says in the word, pasuk, lashav. Don't say God's name and swear lashav. Ki lo yinake. The Torah says, hey, listen, you're not going to be clean for punishment. Ki lo yinake. You're not going to be clean. Hashem yisad shemo lashav. Now, what does it say, Shav, Shav? So Shav, Shav teaches me that not only on Shavuot Shav, but also on Shavuot Sheker. What is Shavuot Sheker? That's the Shavuot of our Mishnah. That's between Sfatayim, the Sha'avar. What's the case? Ma Shav, the Sha'avar. Just like Shav is the Sha'avar, meaning the second you make the Shavuot, you're over. I swear the rock is a rock. You're over right there. Boom, Shavar. It's already done. Avon is done the second you do it. Yes? I swear to each is each. It's Shavar. It's not something you have to wait for to be over. You're over immediately. Av sheker namen le Shavar. Oh, so to sheker is also going to be a case of a Shavar. Give me a case of Shavar. The Gemara explains. Bishtama achalti velo achalti. Okay, let's go slow. Let's discuss the Sha'avar cases. Akhalti velo akhalti. I swear I ate. Now, if you didn't eat, you hayav right away. Or I swear I didn't eat. If you ate, you hayav right away. So therefore, even though there's no ma'aseh over there, at the time that you made the shivu'ah, there's no ma'aseh. The hadush of Rabah is just like the Torah's mehadesh by Shivu'at Shav, that even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, special chiddush in the Torah that says ki lo yinakeh, which means you're not going to get off of it. It's ma'aseh that what is going to be a punishment. It's God's not going to let you get away with it. He's going to punish you in Olam Abba. But it sounds like somebody's going to punish you in Olam Hazeh. Which means God's not going to let you get away with it. Meaning it's ma'aseh that God's going to handle you in Olam Abba. But somebody's going to handle you here. Who's going to handle you here? Medin. Also, we have a hadush. Shavuot Shav, even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, lokin. But the pasuk says Shav, Shav. They come and tell me there's another type of Shavuot that's similar to Shavuot Shav, that's also going to get malkut, even though there's no ma'aseh. What type of Shavuot is that? Shavuot Sheker l'Sha'avar. I swear I ate. Right away, you're over. If you didn't eat, bingo, you're over right away. I swear I didn't eat. If you ate, you're over right away. Good. So those two, the Hadush of our Mishnah is you're going to get Malkut. Now let's discuss the future. Let's discuss outside. The future Shavuot. I swear I am going to eat. Okay, the guy says, I swear I'm not going to eat. You have to swear? I swear I'm not going to eat. And then he comes to eat. I know why he gets smoked, because he did a ma'aseh. Breaking the shura to a ma'aseh. I swear I'm not going to eat, and he ate. Mm-hmm. Good, that's no problem. But the problem we have is, I swear that I'm going to eat. And he doesn't eat. That's a lav she'em bo ma'aseh. And we don't learn that from Shivuachav. The Shivuachav cases only teach me the Shavav. The future case is only one out of the two cases that's considered a ma'aseh, where you swear I'm not going to eat and you eat. How are you going to know in a case where he swears to eat and he does not eat? Why would you get malkut in that case? Got it? So three out of the four cases were covered. The two Shivat Shekel, the Shavat, Hadush. That's Gezerat HaKatuv. The Shavat, there's no Ma'aseh. Hadush, just like Shav is Hayav, Shekel is Hayav. But one of the future ones, I swear that I'm going to eat, and then you don't eat. That's Lav Shem Moses, the Gemara says, Bishlama Akalti Vedo Akalti Kedaraba. The past ones, the Shavat, that's Lavat, Hadush, Shavat, Shav. Shelo Ochal Ve'achal, I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, and he ate. Namel lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh, ela ochal velo achal, amai lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Exactly. When the guy swears I'm going to eat and he doesn't eat, it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. Why would be Ishmael say now Mishnah that you're going to get malkut on that? Because how are we learning the Mishnah now? Shnayim shein arba, two that are four that you get malkut on all of them. And that fits in good with the Mishnah because we're talking about hayuvim. We're talking about Qurban. Nah, leave Qurban. We're talking about Hayuv Malkut. What do you mean by that? You shouldn't get Malkut on them. Kasabar Rabbi Ishmael, Lav Shem Bo Maaseh, Lokin Alav. Period. Rabbi Ishmael is the author of our Mishnah. He subscribes to the opinion that says, Lav Shem Bo Maaseh, you get Malkut. So what do you want? Lav Shem Bo Maaseh, you get Malkut. So finished. Look at the Rashi now. Let's read the Rashi's inside. Uchde Rava. Kedomar, ve'im tomar lav shem b'maaseu ve'enokin alav. If you're going to tell me shivu'al she'avar is a lav shem b'maaseu, how are you going to get malkut? Aze nokin kedomar Rava. De'meperegim l'aminan shenokin al shivu'at shav. Ve'yafina mechilo yinake Hashem. Hashemu delo yinake, which means God is not going to clean you in this world. Avad bedin malkinoto umenakinoto. God's not going to clean you in this world, but somebody else is going to clean you. Who's that? Bedin. He's going to be malkut. Uparchin en ala ashkechan shevuat shav v'hu nishba lishanot ata yadua. Shevuat shav is a case where he wants to change something that's obvious. Kegon ala ishu isha. ולעבד שהוא זהב, דשם משהו דבר שאין לו של כלום, כמו משכב ומחדשה. שבועת שקר, מינה לן שבועה שאין לו ניכר עם אמת עם לב. ואמנין לשב לשב בית פעמים. מה זה ציין לפסוק לשב לשב טווייס? אם אין לו עניין לשבועת שב, if you don't have an application לשבועת שב, תנאו עניין לשבועת שקר. ואמר אבאתם, אך שבועת שקל דקמר בינה, מרבויד לשעב לשעב, לא רפתטור, אלא לשקל לשעבר. It's only including שקל לשעבר, which means you עובר immediately. Just like שעב, you עובר immediately. שקל, you also going to be עובר immediately. What's that case? לשעבר. כגון אכלתי או לא אכלתי. שמשעה שנשבע, the second he swears, יצא שבוע מפריב לשקל. Immediately he's over. Either he ate or he didn't eat. So whatever you're going to swear, I ate, you didn't eat, you עובר right away. תו מיד לשבועת שב, תדעקי אף כל בלשון שב דברת לשעבר כמיילי. מה שב לשעבר נשבע? לשון זה ידוע עבר את שבוע משרתה מפיו. ושתמה אכלתי ולא אכלתי. If you're going to tell me אכלתי ולא אכלתי, that's the pesos, כלומר, שן ארבע לא משכחת לה. You're not going to find four cases of מלכות. זה בשתמה על שתיים לשעבר לה כדרבה. ועל לא אוכל ואכל נמד לה כדרבה שישבו מעשהו. זה בשעה שאכל אבל לא תשמעו והכלה מעשהו. The eating will be over. The future case, no problem. However, אוכל ולא אוכל, לאו שם מעשהו. שמעלה ביושב ואינו אוכל עובר על השבוע. I swear I'm going to eat. When is he over? By sitting and not eating. And therefore, לשבוע שנה לשבוע לא תרבה מלשב ולשבת פעמים, לאמנין דומיית לשבוע שבוע לביתה. כסבר בישמעאל, בכל התורה כולה, לאו שאמו מעשה אלוקין עליו מציג לרבות. Very good. So it's לאו שאמו מעשה, and therefore it's covered. Let's just review what we're holding. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yishmael. And he holds לאו שאמו מעשה אלוקין עליו. And the שתיים is שתיים להבא, that's the two in the Torah, להרע או להטיף. And you're going to be chayav malkut on those, even though one of them is a lav she'en b'maaseh. And on the other two, that's she'avar, you're going to be chayav malkut because of Rava's hadush, that she'av comes to include sheker, which is considered the she'avar. Only problem is, if that's the way you're learning, kashya de Rabbi Yohanan ad Rabbi Yohanan, we have a stira against two statements of Rabbi Yohanan. The Amar Rabbi Yohanan, halacha kistam mishnah. Stop right there. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Shavuot, Shtayim, Shein, Arba. Stam Mishnah, correct? So Rabbi Yohanan holds halakha like Stam Mishnah. That means he goes like our Mishnah. That means Rabbi Yohanan must hold lav she'en bo ma'aseh. And I'm sorry, he can't look in Allah like Rabbi Yishmael. Only problem is, we found another Stam Mishnah that holds lav she'en bo ma'aseh and looking. Rabbi Yohanan, make up your mind. If you go like Stam Mishnah, the Chaura, you're contradicting yourself. The Itmar. We have a statement. Shivu'a she'ochal kikar ze hayum. We had this case already. Guy says, I swear I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Ve'abar hayom ve'lo achala. The day passed, he didn't eat it. What do you do? Rabbi Yohanan v'lishtakish. Da'amre tarvayu eno loke. Both say you don't get malkut, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yohanan amar eino loke mishum dehavi lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Oh, clearly. V'chol lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin alav. So clearly Rabbi Yohanan says lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin alav, but you hold like Stam Mishnah. And now Stam Mishnah says lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin. Now by the way, Rishtakish has a different reason over here. Why you don't get Malkut in that case? Rishtakish amar eino loke atra'at safeki. Atra'at safek lav she'en atra'at. Oh, what's Hatrat Safek? Maybe Shaki says like this, really from the Lav She'en bo ma'aseh, you'll get Malkut. So why when a guy says, I swear I'm going to eat this item today, and the day passes, why doesn't he get Malkut? Because you cannot give this guy Hatra'ah. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Sunset is at 6. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, tell the guy, don't eat, I'm saying, you got to eat this item. You swore you're going to eat, you better eat it. And he doesn't eat it. It's no ra'ayah that he didn't eat it to rebel. I can say he didn't eat it because he still has more time. And therefore the hatra'ah has to be tuch kedei dibur of the isur. And therefore, since it's not tuch kedei dibur of the isur, don't eat. Okay, and the guy, at 4 hours later, he didn't eat. The hatra'ah that he gave at 2 o'clock doesn't apply. So you can never give a hatra'ah on an item where there's always more time. I can say maybe he's not eating. Maybe the reason he's not eating is not because of he's rebellious against the Hatra'ah. He's not eating because he has more time. That's called the Hatra'ah Safik. And therefore, a normal Hatra'ah has to be Hatra'ah where within Tokid Dibur, the guy does the Isur. Here, he cannot do Tokid Dibur. He's not doing a Tokid Dibur. It's not indicative that he's over because he has more time. That's why the Shekin says you don't get Malkut. But the point is, clearly you see Rabbi Yohanan holds lav she'en bo ma'aseh in lokin alav. How then was he able to say alakha kastam mishnah which is our mishnah? Because the Yohanan says Rabbi Yohanan stamach alina ashkach. What do you want? Rabbi Yohanan found another stam mishnah. Why? The Vichichil is the only stam mishnah in Shas? He found another stam mishnah. Hey stamach. What stamach did he find? Ilema, haistama, maybe found this stam mishnah ditnan. Aval, hamotir betahor, vashover betame, eno loke eta arba'im. It's a mishnah, besahim. Two cases. Motir betahor. What is it, motir? Notar. Torah says, don't leave over from the Korban Pesach after the morning. Hamotir, he leaves over. Torah says, what over here? Eno loke. That's motir betahor, and then what's shover betameh? Torah says, listen, etzim notish berubo. Do not break a bone from the Korban Pesach. When does it say you cannot break a bone? That's only when it is a Korban tahor. But if it's a Korban tameh, there's no law of etzim notish berubo. So we have two cases. Hamotir betahor, veha shover betameh enoloke. Now, I don't know the reason of this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to tell me the reason. Bishtamash shover betameh. I understand why shover betameh. You're not chayav malkut dichtiv. Ve'etzo tushberu bo. Bo means what? Bekasher ve'lo bepasul. Good. So for sure you're not going to be over malkut on breaking a bone on a pasul one. Amala motir betahor. My ta'amah. But motir betahor, why don't you get malkut? Lav mishum davi lav she'em bo ma'aseh ve'chol lav she'em bo ma'aseh. And looking alav. How do you be over notar? By doing nothing. By being passive. By just letting the time lapse and leaving it over. And the Mishnah is clearly saying, no malkut. Must be because lav she'em bo ma'aseh. And that's a stam Mishnah. So what do you want? Rabbi Yochanan found another stam Mishnah like him. Rabbi Yochanan knows lav she'em bo ma'aseh and looking. Our stam Mishnah? Leave our stam. He found another stam Mishnah Pesachim that says clearly motir and lokina because it's lav she'em bo ma'aseh. Gemara says, wait. It's not so pashtut that that's the reason of the Mishnah. Umimai Rabbi Yaakovi da'amad lav she'em bo ma'aseh and lokina alav. Who told you the reason of that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yaakov's logic? We're going to see Rabbi Yaakov in a second. That holds the reason of the Mishnah is lav she'em bo ma'aseh. Tilma Rabbi Yehudai, because it's a machlok between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehudai. How do you explain that Mishnah Pesachim? Rabbi Yaakov explains it's right, like you said, lav she'em bo ma'aseh. But give me another reason why notar should be patur from malkut. We, you know, we learned this reason already. What's another reason why notar should be patur from malkut? Because it's fixable. Because it's a lav anitak. What does the Torah say? Lo totiru memenu ad boker. Notar memenu ad boker v'esh tisrofu. Oh, so I can, that's the reason why you probably, I can tell you, lav she'em bo ma'aseh, you get malkut. The reason why you don't get malkut on notar? A different item. Umishum deba katuv niten aseh, acha lo ta'aseh. Because there's an aseh after the lo ta'aseh, which means to tell me lav anitak, ha lav acheh lakeh. But maybe if it wasn't for that reason of lav anitak, you'll get malkut. Detanya, lo tutinu minu ad boker. Tell me minu ad boker, bet yosofu. Ba katuv niten aseh, acha lo ta'aseh lomar, she'en lokin ala dever b'yuda. Clearly see the b'yuda's reason of the Mishnah. It's a lab, and it's a lab that's fixed by the aseh. Rabbi Yaakov lo min Hashem uzeh. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, that is not the reason. Ela b'shu davi lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Lav she'en bo ma'aseh en lokin alav. So therefore, we have a machloket in that Mishnah, which is the reason of the p'tur of notar. Rabbi Yaakov says, lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Who told you the reason is really like Rabbi Yaakov? Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we like to tell you lav she'en bo ma'aseh, yeh malkut. And what's the reason the Mishnah by notar? Lavinitak. Now let's explain the logic of a lavinitak for a second. What's the pshat in that? I was over a lav over here. I did a transgression. I was notar. I was motir. Now the next morning, I burn it. How does the burning erase the avon that was done the night before? So look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Very important Rashi. We saw it in Makot as well. Achar lo ta'aseh im totir ve'aval ta'alav ve'esh tisru nitekot kadu ma'aseh ze me'onshan shel sh'ar lavi nomar ze onsho ve'takanat averato, which means the onesh is the aseh. That she's learning lavanitat is the pshat. You did a lav, you have an onesh. Whatever the onesh is. How do I get this onesh off of me? The way you get the onesh off you is by doing the aseh. That is like kapara for the avon. So it raises the onesh of the avon. Okay, once I raise the onesh of the avon, so I can get punished for such avon. Which means, really, lav she'en bo ma'aseh lokin, according to the shita. Therefore, you're left over. You're left over. Hayav malkut. Oh, that's an onesh. You know what? There's another way. There's two onashim over here. Either you can take the malkut, or we'll give you another onesh. Burn the item. Burning the item will serve as the onesh. Good. But problem, we're back to the square one again. Rabbi Yochanan, you hold lav she'en bo ma'aseh en lokin. That we have, as he said it in his own words. But you also told me a rule, Rabbi Yochanan. You hold that what? Stam Mishnah. Halakha k'stam Mishnah. And you just told me our Mishnah is going to be Ishmael. Our Mishnah is Shavuot. And that bit. And you told me the Bishmael subscribes to the opinion of She'en bo ma'aseh. Lokin alav. Rabbi Yochanan, we're back to the question. How could you hold like Stam Mishnah at the same time hold love She'en bo ma'aseh and Lokin? So the Gemara says,
Elahai stama ashkach.
He found another stam mishnah and shas. We found another one, and this is going to be the keeper. This one we're going to keep.
Shivua shelo ochal kikar zu.
Guy makes a shivua. I'm not going to eat kikar zu.
Shivua shelo ochlena veachla. Which means the guy over here made two shivuot.
He made simultaneous shivuot.
Shivua shelo ochal kikar zu. Shivua shelo ochlena.
He made a shivua on a shivua. Double shivua. I swear I'm not going to eat it. I swear I'm not going to eat it. Veachla. How many is he going to get?
It says, "Enu hayav ela achat."
You only hayav one isur. Why not two isurim? The Chaurai went against two shivuot. Rashi on the top.
The mahar shenishba alav shivua rishona neeseret alav.
Once he made the first shivua, the bread is forbidden to him. I swear I'm not going to eat it.
V'chi hadar ishteba havile nishba lekayim et ha-mitzvah.
Already now he has a mitzvah. This guy not to eat this bread. Now we learned already, nishba ala mitzvah is nothing. And then for the second shivua, he's swearing on a mitzvah that he has existing already. And then for the second shivua, it's not hal. There's no korban in that such a case over there. Oh, so again, let's get the case again. Shivua shelo ochal. Shivua shelo ochal. Le'achla
erohim elachat. Zui shivuat bitui shehayavim al zedona makot. Vashigegata korban ole v'yored. Oh, it says this type of shivua is called shivuat bitui.
It's an expression of verbal.
Shehayavim, that you're going to be hayav al zedonak makot. That if you do it b'mezid, you're going to be hayav makot v'al shigegata korban. And on the shogeg, you're going to be hayav korban.
What was the guy's shivua here? I swear I'm not going to eat. That means what? If he eats, he did a ma'aseh. That's what it says in the statement. This is the type of shivua that if you did it b'mezid, you'll get malkut. And if you did it b'shivua, you're going to get korban. Why if you did it b'mezid, you're going to get malkut? Because to transgress this type of shivua, you have to do a ma'aseh. I swear I'm not going to eat. How do you transgress it?
Eating.
By eating.
Oh, so the Gemara makes a diyuk. Zui de hayavin al zedona makot. This type of shivua, you're gonna be hayav makot on. Aval, ochal velo achal.
If he says, I swear I'm going to eat, and he did not eat,
lo lake.
Why? Because it's a lav she'em bo ma'aseh. So we found the stam mishnah in Shas that Rabbi Yochanan's gonna hold like that. What? That's going to say again, I swear I am going to eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. He said it twice. So the Mishnah tells you a side hadith. By the way, forget about the second shivua. Second shivua means nothing. Because you shivua already on a shivua that you made already. It's shivua la mitzvah. Yeah, I have one. And then the Mishnah says, by the way, this is the classic case where if you did it b'mezid, I have malkut, and b'shivua, I have korban. Why is it classic? I swear I'm not going to eat. And you ate. Oh, you did a maaseh. Mashma, that there's another type of shivua in this category that you're not going to get malkut. And what is that? I swear I'm going to eat, and he did not. So you transgress passively. Beautiful. Why are you not going to get malkut? Because of what? L'shemu ma'aseh. So Rabbi Yohanan found this time mishnah. Only problem is, the Benu HaKadosh, you wrote the mishnayot. You contradicted yourself. You wrote two stam mishnayot, one stam in Masechet Shavuot, this other stam. Where is this other stam mishnah?
Let's find it for the accuracy. The stam is lekaman, also in the Shavuot, also Masechet Temura,
Chaurar, Beru Hakadosh. You put two stams that are against each other.
So the Gemara asks this question. Says Mechti, Hai stamma ve'hai stamma.
You have two stams.
My hazeh de avid ki aistama le avid ki aistama.
Rabbi Yochanan, why did you choose the stam mishnah that says nav shemu maaseh en lokin, and you didn't choose our mishnah that says nav shemu maaseh yeh lokin? You could have went either way.
V'netamech.
Before you ask on Rabbi Yochanan, let's go ask on the author.
V'netamech Rabbi Gufe hechi satam man hacha acheh ve'acha acheh.
Rabbi HaKadosh himself,
How did he sotem in one place one way and it's another place another? Ela mikara savalav shemo maase lokin alav. Originally, the Ben Rakadosh, when he started writing the Mishnah to Shivu or Tishita, was what? Lokin alav, so he was sotem it. Vistameh. And Vistameh, he wrote it. Vehadar savar en lokin. Then he changed his mind. So you know what? Vistameh. And then he was made a second stam Mishnah. So hey, if you made a second Mishnah, delete the first Mishnah then. What are you confusing us? The first Mishnah did not move from its place. What's the pshat? So now she's going to explain and we'll read it inside. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh drilled this Mishnah into the heads of the Talmidim. Shavuot. Shtayim shen arba. You get Malkut on all of them. The student says, but Rabbi, there's no Maaseh. La Shemu Maaseh Elokin Alav. Did learn this Mishnah? Later on in his life, you know, I don't want to agree with that Shita. I agree that now La Shemu Maaseh Elokin. So he wrote another Stam Mishnah. So why did you get rid of the first one? He couldn't get rid of it because already it was embedded in the heads of the Talmidim. So therefore, he didn't want to delete it from the book, but he assumed that the Talmidim will figure it out on themselves. Why did our rabbi later on say something else? Ela must be Hazar bo and Mishnah Haruna Ikar. And the second Mishnah is the Ikar. Therefore, he kept the first one. Look at Rashi now. Rashi says, U Mishnah lo zaza memekoma. ומשנה ראשונה אף הפי שחזר בו מסתימתה אבנו הוא חוזר פה from the סתימה מאחר שפשטה ברוב התלמידים since already רוב תלמידים נו לס משנה לא היה יכול בדורות שאחר רבי לשכחה מפיהם ובטלה what did he say? Forget it? Scratch it? He didn't remember it בבית המדרש וניחו את שתיהן he left both of them והמשכיל the smart one יבין שאחרונה עיקר שחזר בו מראשונה. And Rabbi Yohanan was that smart one. Rabbi Yohanan figured it out because he saw two Stam Mishnayot. He figured out, that was Mishnah Rishona with a B held like that. That Rav Shimon said, Yelokin. And then they found that after that must be we, it was Chozer Bo. Now I found an interesting Rabbeinu Bachya to give a remez from the Torah on the fact that Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh En Lokin Alav. Where is the Rabbeinu Bachya? Rabbeinu Bachya is in Perashat Shofetim. It says in the Pasuk over there, Arba'im Yakinu. You give the guy 40 makot. Lo Yosif Pen Yosif. Don't give him extra, like we learned. Lo Yosif Pen Yosif Nakoto Al Ele Makaraba. Don't give him Makaraba. Don't give him a great Makah. So the Rabbeinu Bachya writes like this. We know there are 365 mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Some of the lo ta'aseh, there's no chayuv malkut. So he says, the only ones that are chayav malkut are the ones that have a ma'aseh. How many out of the 365 have a ma'aseh? He says 207. The rest, other 160 some odd, they don't have a ma'aseh. So he writes, it says, Makkah Rabbah. Rabbah Gematria 207. Makkah you're only going to get on the Rabbah, on the 207. But on the other ones, you're not going to get Makkah. That's a nice remez that what? That the Rav Shemu Maaseh, Enu Kinah. But the Maaseh, we come out that our Mishnah is Mishnah that is Nidhid. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.